Thanks for listening to the Jerry Bader Show podcast presented by Amish Furniture Warehouse in the New London area. Check them out today at amishfurniturewarehouse.biz.
Jerry Bader Show 1022. Yeah, we did move on from the topic, but we got another email from a loyal listener, Joe in Eau Claire, who's also raised concerns about the students in the classroom feeling comfortable to have academic exchange of ideas if the recording is taking place. I understand it's a different world than when I went to college, because all sorts of kids had cassette recorders. I tried using one from time to time. Wasn't effective for me. I never cared about being recorded. On the other hand, there wasn't Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and everything else where someone can be put out there. I think that is something that does have to be taken into consideration and be navigated. I think that's a fair point. But from the professor's point of view, in a public institution, I don't think those walls of the classroom should protect them from scrutiny. But I'll admit, it's not quite as open and closed that you do have to take into account the students and the concerns they might have if they're not as proficient. If they just say something, ends up something dumb, that it ends up on Facebook. That should not be allowed to happen. And that would, in fact, squelch academic intellectual pursuit in the classroom. It would. It's unfortunate, but that does exist. There has to be a way, though, where if a student wants to video document a professor crossing a line, he or she should be able to do that. And I don't know. Maybe you set up ground rules about posting. I don't know. I don't know. But this notion that you had this teacher go off on this unhinged rant, and then the kid gets in trouble. I have an issue with that. Now this. Anti-Trump activists have seized on today's federal holiday to organize Not My President's Day rallies in cities around the country. Protest leaders say they expect thousands to take to the streets in L.A., Chicago, New York, and as many as 24 other communities in the latest round of demonstrations to oppose the policies of President Donald Trump. Some 13,000 Facebook users, for instance, say they plan to join a noon protest near Manhattan Central Park, which would be a half an hour from now, New York time. While we acknowledge that Donald Trump holds the current title, the policies he's trying to put in place are not the beliefs shared by the majority of the people, said Nova Kalis, a television producer, manager, and one of the organizers of New York event. Let me say this about the Not My President thing. I gave a speech in Marshfield. Yeah, she's a media type person. Yeah, organizing this. What did I say her exact? Television production manager. So I gave a speech in Marshfield several years ago where it was a Tea Party event. The speaker before me refused to call President Obama president because he's not my president. And I kind of silenced the crowd when I got up there and said, I will call him President Obama. He is president of the United States. We individually don't get to pick and choose who our presidents are. Donald Trump received a majority of electoral votes. Agree or disagree with him, he is president of the United States. He is your president. It doesn't matter whether you voted for him. If you are a citizen of the United States, he is your president. I admonished conservatives when it was President Obama. I will admonish anyone who tries to say that Donald Trump isn't their president. He is their president. You don't have to like him. You don't have to agree with him. but you have to accept. No, I don't. Well, he is your president. And if you're saying he isn't your president, then what are you saying? You're not a citizen of the United States? That's not to say that you can't have issues with the president. Which transitions to, on Saturday, at a campaign rally, President Trump made reference during the speech. You look at what's happening last night in Sweden. Sweden, who would believe this? Sweden. They took in large numbers. They're having problems like they never thought possible. This was read by many, or heard by many, as Donald Trump saying there had been a terror attack in Sweden Friday night. There was not. There was, however, a program on Fox News concerning immigrants and Sweden, which I'm guessing Donald Trump saw on Friday night. But this is the Trumpian verbal Rorschach ink blots that we've been dealing with for going on 2 years now. All sorts of people can listen to what Donald Trump says and all have different takeaways. Given the fact that he also, in very close proximity to that statement, mentioned terror attacks in Paris, Nice, etc., I think it was reasonable to jump to the conclusion that he was referencing a terror attack. Did he say that, though? No, he didn't. Would a reasonable person infer that he was talking about a terror attack? I think the answer to that is yes. But I think his explanation is also plausible, which will launch us into a heady philosophical discussion after the news. Is anything real anymore? And is Orwell smiling or spinning in his grave? Hard to tell. 10:29.
Jerry Bader Show.